This is the call of the automatons. A call to war. A call to redemption. Having lost their home planet of Cyberstan to the Helldivers in the First Galactic War, they now seek the reclamation. The taking back of their home world. The current Major Order stands directly between the automatons and their goal, as Operation Swift Disassembly enters Phase 3. The Helldivers have been tasked with liberating three planets, holding our ground, and making sure that the automatons are not able to spread their lies any further across the galaxy. The current Major Order reads, the automatons, clearly having calculated their impending shutdown, have launched a counterattack. Desperate as it is, should this reinvasion succeed, Operation Swift Disassembly could be jeopardized. Hold your ground. With this order, we have been tasked with keeping three planets under Super Earth control until the order expires. Malevolon Creek, which currently sits at 100%, Dropnir, which currently sits at 100%, and Ubania, which currently sits at 40%. So steel your resolve, head back to the Severn Sector, and take the fight to the automatons. What's up, everybody? It's Mike, or The Mike, and this is Super Earth Podcast. Leto, unfortunately, is on vacation, so I will be handling this short but sweet episode myself today. The automatons are on the attack. The automatons are trying to take over planets in the Severn Sector. Most people believe that this is in an attempt to fight their way back to Cyberstan, the home planet of the cyborgs from Helldivers 1. There are transmissions out there on social media that are talking about the will of the automatons and their plans. These have not been verified, and in fact, they are most likely disinformation. So take them with a gargantuan truckload of salt. As far as we can tell on the front lines, the automatons are still searching us out and gunning us down whenever they get the chance. So any idea that they just want to go home and be peaceful can be relieved of any trust. Regarding the automatons, I know there are a lot of people out there who don't really enjoy fighting the automatons. They are more difficult than the Terminids, that much is clear. So, considering the current Major Order and the overall mission of the automatons to return home and our need to keep them where they are, I'm going to go over a couple things that I personally use or that I found online that other people are using to keep the automatons at bay. Number one, the autocannon. The autocannon is a stratagem that the game director has admitted being proud of. Its functionality, its balance, its power. Few weapons in the game or in games in general are as well balanced as the autocannon. And it just so happens that the autocannon is great for taking on the automatons. Second, the railgun. The railgun is a fun and versatile weapon even after being nerfed, or at least having safe mode nerfed. The risk of blowing yourself up is balanced by the possibility of one-shotting the walkers, taking out some of these bigger automatons with one or two shots. It's really a great weapon and should be heavily considered in your arsenal if you're not currently using it. The impact grenade. I saw many posts today about the impact grenade. This is a grenade that I used religiously after unlocking it and went away from it for a while when I realized I couldn't throw it into the fabricators and I was also blowing myself up when fighting the Terminids. However, multiple sources state that this is an excellent grenade to use against the automatons. So, if you're getting swarmed, you're getting overwhelmed, this is exactly why I used to use it. You just chuck it out there, and on contact, on impact, it blows up. You know, on some of these higher levels, you might get 8, 9, 10 enemies in one grenade. It all depends on how close together they are. A weapon that seems to come highly touted is the Scorcher. I saw a few posts today saying that the Scorcher is life. The Scorcher is the way to go. Now, I've never used this weapon. It will be my next unlock, but I have not unlocked it yet. So I'm looking forward to getting this weapon and taking it out in the field. Next up, we have a new stratagem, one that was released just days ago. Happens to work very well against the automatons, and that is the Quasar Cannon. This thing has a long cooldown between shots, but I myself have taken out dropships with this thing. This thing is a lot of fun. There are a few things in this game more satisfying than blowing up a bot dropship as it's coming in. So, very highly recommend the Quasar Cannon. I know we just got it, and who knows, maybe down the road they'll end up nerfing it. I hope not, because it is kind of nice to have something that actually feels like it works against the automatons. Another popular stratagem to use against the automatons, and just in general, is the Eagle Airstrike. When placed well, this will take out fabricators, bug holes, and things like that with one shot. That doesn't always work, but more often than not, it just simplifies the whole problem. You drop an Eagle Airstrike in there, kaboom, and you're done. Area secured, move along. So, that brings me to asking you, what are you using that you feel is most effective against the automatons? You can send us an email at superearthpod@gmail.com. Let me know, what are you using? Let's help each other succeed against the automatons. All right, switching gears a little bit, we have something a little more humorous, a little more lighthearted. Today, at least at the time of this recording, it is still April Fool's Day. This will probably come out on the 2nd. However, we have the Helldivers 2 Twitter/X feed with this post. We are happy to announce the next update we will add Democracy Dollars, as well as an all-new PvP mode. Democracy Dollars will allow you to purchase medals, the new Democracy War Bonds, and also new content in the Democracy Store. Democracy Dollars can only be purchased and will be a premium currency. So there you go. The Helldivers devs are at it again, just tongue-in-cheek, cracking jokes, posting something that, if it were real, would obviously be the source of a lot of ire on the internet. But this post, at least on Reddit, stands at 20,000.9 upvotes. So at least it seems, for now, the Helldivers community still has a good sense of humor and their wits about them. Moving on now to something that I found pretty interesting and wanted to share with you guys and girls. Somebody out there created a Stratagem Hero app for iPhone and Apple Watch. So if you have either of these devices, you can look it up on the store. It's called Stratagem Hero. It gives you the galaxy map, and you can actually play Stratagem Hero on your devices. So I think that's pretty cool. I don't have an iPhone. I know I'm one of those Android creeper dudes, but it is what it is. So now I'm in the, I'm like the Xbox players right now. So I feel your pain. On the war front, we have some interesting developments. Given the fact that we finally received an order to liberate Malevolon Creek on April Fool's Day. Some people are a little concerned about this online, and I think rightfully so. You never know what these guys at Arrowhead have up their sleeve. That said, Malevolon Creek was almost instantaneously liberated. So the Creekers, the Creekheads, all the people who were out there sort of making memes about the Creekers and the Creekheads, apparently we were able to come together long enough and quick enough to obliterate the automaton forces and liberate Malevolon Creek. So now we're moving on. Some people are still fighting at Tibbet, which people are saying is purple Malevolon Creek. So, if you like Malevolon Creek but you want a slightly different atmosphere, you know, go fight on Tibbet for a little while. But don't forget the Major Order. Don't leave your other Helldivers behind. And now we have a story sent to us from Joe via the Super Earth Pod Gmail account. He says, I'd like to start off with I'm level 20, and don't consider myself good at this game yet. I can hold my own at hard difficulty, but only if the group sticks together, and I'm usually still the one killed most, so I'm still surprised I pulled this off. I jumped into the easiest game mode to be able to adjust some keybinds and test out the feel, and so doing so without being disturbed. I forgot to turn off matchmaking, so around the time I was getting settled into my new controls, two random Helldivers joined me and complete the mission. When I got back to my ship, aka the SCS Pride of Pride, thank you for your service, they didn't leave. They just stood there, waiting for me to start the next mission. My curiosity got the best of me, and I jumped into a hard level game. If I'm being honest, I'm not too proud to say my original intentions were to intimidate them off the ship instead of just kicking them. We dropped right into the middle of it, face to face with a charger off the bat. The one immediately disconnected, but the other, a true patriot, willing to defend democracy no matter what, stood in his way and held out. As we trudged through the onslaught of bugs, I shared my strategy packs with him, and I quickly memorized the revive code. However, slowly but surely, we were making headway on the mission. 17 deaths later, only two of them being my own, we extract in just the nick of time, with 100% completion. Back on the ship, we hug, and he says, "Thank you, GG," in the chat just before he disconnects. And I began to reflect, sitting here reading that message. I feel good, even though my original intention was to be a jerk. My intention naturally flipped to help my fellow Helldiver. I feel like it instilled some confidence in a new player, and definitely in myself. Well, Joe, that's the thing about Helldivers and about life. You can have your intentions, but it's what you do that matters.
It's not who I am underneath, but what I do that defines me.
So, more power to you for in the end doing the right thing. Getting out there, playing with randoms, that's part of the fun of this game. So, nobody's perfect. Most of us are still learning. Don't be afraid to try stuff out. That's something the Skull Admiral Matthew said over and over to us and while he was on the podcast. He said, don't be afraid. Try different things. Figure it out. And you will. And thanks for sending in your story. If you'd like your story read, you know the email already, supereearthpod@gmail.com. All right, we've got a few answers to one of the questions posted for episode 6. What are you looking forward to the most from future Helldivers 2 patches? Master Sindo commenting again, more stability in the game. I've been on too many high difficulty missions where we have played 40 plus minutes clearing the map, objectives, and samples only to see players falling out and crashing. Infinite Rewind. I like that the landscape of this war keeps changing with new enemies and mission objectives. I just want them to keep throwing out new things for the Helldivers to do. Keep cooking, Arrowhead. And I have to agree with both of these. Recently, the stability hasn't been great. When this game launched, stability was mostly very good. Once I got into the games, I rarely got booted, rarely had server issues or connection issues, but lately I've been getting kicked from missions, getting kicked from people's ships, and that's a problem. That's something that they definitely need to address going forward. And I also agree with Infinite Rewind. You know, they do need to keep adding things for us to do, because while it is fun to have an overarching sort of mission that everybody's working toward, if we're doing the same three objectives over and over, it will get stale, and it'll get stale quickly. But I think that they know this, they have to know this, and they have to be working on some things that are going to keep it interesting. At least that's my hope and that's my belief. Okay. Now we're going to head over to a couple of ship names before we get out of here. The first ship name for today comes from KLW, the Sword of Supremacy. Thank you for your service. Next up, we have James, the SES Arbiter of Justice. Thank you for your service. Salvager, the SES Fist of Freedom. With a muscle arm emoji. So, thank you for that. Next, we have RJTA28, the Blade of Mercy. Thank you for your service. Next, we have Josh, the SES Patriot of Patriotism. Thank you for your service. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hitting us up on Spotify, social media, and everything else. Keep it coming. We really enjoy the interaction, and we're having a lot of fun communicating with you all. So please, keep it up. And until next time, get out there and kick some bugs in the face. All Super Earth podcast content is based on the game Helldivers 2, created by Arrowhead Game Studios and published by Sony Interactive Entertainment.